Greetings in Jesus' name on this 11th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. We're currently in Pennsylvania, and we're helping in a wedding ceremony that will take place on Saturday, and we're thrilled to be a part of what God is doing in this special service. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us that He would continue to use us for His honor and for His glory. I'd appreciate your prayers for the weekend, that God would give us a powerful weekend with souls being saved and the saints of God being stirred and there be a revival spirit in our midst. I forgot to mention on yesterday's broadcast that one of our men just went out soul winning on his own, brand new convert, and went out soul winning. And we were in early prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and he mentioned, I witnessed to a lot of people. I don't know if they'll show up or not, but I've done it in faith and believing God for him to move. And then, lo and behold, walking through the door was one of the ones that he had witnessed to and shared the gospel with and was a part of the service on Wednesday night. And we're intending to see him grow in the Lord. And to he said he was saved at a young age in Portland, Maine, but he had strayed away and become homeless. And now he's got an apartment, and we're hoping to help this man walk in his walk with God. So thrilling times happening, and we give God the glory for it all. If you have a copy of the scriptures today, I want to invite you to look with me in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 34. I finished reading through this great book of the Bible again, and my heart has been so stirred as I have read so many verses of scripture and passages that have spoke volumes to my heart and my life. And here's another one of those. The passage that talks about this great man by the name of Josiah. And he was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And if you skip down to verse number 8, the Bible says, "Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, and Messiah the governor of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord." And they begin this great process of repairing the house of the Lord. The house of God that had been in shambles. The house of God that had gone through disrepair because of the wickedness of different kings and different leaders. And Josiah, it was put in his heart that he would repair the house of the Lord his God. Now I'm here to remind you today that it's an amazing thing, an amazing opportunity that we have to repair God's house. We're always making repairs on our homes. We're changing door handles, we're changing cabinets, we're painting things at our house, and we're making sure that everything is just tidy at our house. Well, here Josiah said it's time to repair God's house, and I'm going to make for sure that it gets done. And the Bible says that they came to Hilkiah the priest. They delivered the money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites that kept the doors had gathered of the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim. And the Bible says they put it into the hand of the workmen that had the oversight of the house of the Lord, gave it to the workmen that wrought in the house of the Lord to repair and to amend the house. And they're working and they're laboring, and no doubt they're rebuilding walls and rebuilding the house of God so that it would be honorable to the Lord. And then in verse number 14, when they brought the money that was brought to the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And when they found this book, the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses, everything changed. Reminds me of our choir that sings this great song. I found the book that tells the old story of Jesus, my Savior. Oh, yes. And they found the book, and they read in it, and they began to repent and begin to seek God and begin to realize, wait a minute here, we've gone astray. We need to do business with the Almighty. God did such a powerful work in their day. They repaired the house of the Lord. They found the Word of God. They obeyed the Word of God, and God honored them. How about each of us doing the exact same things so that we might see God's work continue to progress in this day of apostasy and day of apathy. God's church, God's work can still go on for His honor and His glory. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day and a glorious weekend. And we'll talk to you once again on Monday.